Hi, welcome to the Shallow Dive on the Daf Yomi. I hope you enjoy.
Let's begin Ham and Aleph, towards the bottom by the two dots. Ahu Raya, it was a shepherd. People would give him their animals to watch, and apparently they did so with witnesses. They're a bit concerned about his integrity. Yom achad mosru le b'lo sadi. One day, they gave to him their animals to watch without witnesses. L'sof amar lehu lo hedvar me'olam. At the end, he said to them, there was nothing. Your animals, what are you talking about? Now, their suspicions apparently were well founded. Also, Sahadi, witnesses came, Asidu Bey, the Ochel, Tarati Minayo. And they testified concerning this rogue shepherd that he ate two of the animals. Omar Rabbi Zera, Im Isa, Rabbi Chia Kamaisa. So Rabbi Zera said, if we hold of Rabbi Chia Kamaisa, the first teaching of Rabbi Chia, that the admission produced by force, by witnesses, is not less than his own admission, which constitutes motive mixas, which the Torah requires if somebody partially admits to the claim that they swear on the remaining amount. Mishdaba ashara, then this shepherd, this rogue shepherd, should swear on the remainder. Amar le'abaye, im isa, mishdaba, v'gazlanu. What do you mean? How could he have him swear? He's a gazel. Even if you hold Rabbi Chiya Kamaisa, this guy is a proven robber. He stole two animals. There's no controverting that. Amalei shekenegdu kamina. He said, actually, I meant the opposing party. Not that the rogue shepherd should swear, but the claimants who say that they gave over their animals, more than two, they should be able to swear. Hashtanami, Delesa Rabbi Chiya, Nechayvim. Now also, even without the opinion of Rabbi Chiya, they should have a liability. Rabbi Nachman, from the teaching of Rabbi Nachman. There should be able to be an oath administered here based on Rabbi Nachman's teaching. Ditan, Mono Libidacha, as was taught, the claim of 100. Somebody says, you have 100 of mine in your hands. Ein l'chabiyadi, and the response is, you have nothing. There's nothing of yours by me. Patin. So he's exempt. Rav Nachman says, although there is nothing on a biblical level, there is a shvus hesis, a rabbinic requirement to swear. Let's see, Rashi. Baha Gazlanhu. Chama Rechia Lemilva. In Ami Bibikotan. Where did Rabbi Chia make his statement? Either by loan or by a charge that he's watching. Shalosh Al Fayyad, an oath that he didn't steal it. Ba'avan Mena was lost from him. Dikla Neymar, Shtamuti Mishdami. One could posit that he's just trying to buy time for himself. L'kishnegdu kamino. Here in this case, the rogue shepherd is definitely a thief. So the counterparty is what we are suggesting. They should take the oath. Im shvua matelas halav nishma shekinegdu v'noto. The counterparty should swear and be able to take. Kedamin b'shvuas dafnam dalav nabez. Shechosh al shvua tignu chachamim shekinegdu nishma. If somebody is ineligible to take an oath, because he is suspect, the counterparty can take the oath and be able to actually collect based on that oath. Hashtanami over here as well. Ki lesa l'Rabbi Chiya, even without coming on to Rabbi Chiya's perspective, in kan hodav mektos, without coming on to a manufactured partial admission based on the witnesses, nechayve, still generate a shvua, shvua's heses. Mirav Nachman, Yishovet, Shekinegdo Vito. Typically, shvua's heses works that the one who says, Ladam, there was nothing, I owe you nothing, the whole claim is fabricated, there is still a shvua's heses, a rabbinic requirement to remove this claim from upon him, since the person who is being asked for these sheep is suspect. He's got a track record over here. He's got witnesses proving that he stole, so he can't swear. But let the ones claiming they put the sheep there, let them swear and take. Heses, shua, shesis l'chamim l'kach, shesis l'hodos, this is to encourage the admission that if he really owes something, he should fess up. And this is a rabbinic oath based on the presumption that a person is not going to make an outlandish claim unless there is some merit to it. So that generates a shvuas heses rabbinically. Back in the Gemara. Vam Rav Nachman shbino osa shvuas heses. Rav Nachman takantei. Rav Nachman is a takana, it is a rabbinic enactment. V'takanta l'takanta l'avdina. And to make a decree upon a decree we don't do. So the shvuas heses itself is rabbinic. L'kishenegdo, to flip the oath on the other party that is not suspect, is a rabbinic enactment. So to put the two together, we don't do. Bottom Rashi and Haman Aleph. Rav Nachman takantohi. Deho midoraiso lo rami shmule. The whole enactment of a shvua, a shvuas heses, based on the presumption a person will not make a claim unless there is something substantial behind it. Therefore, this shvua, shvuas heses, was enacted. That itself is a takana. There is no biblical source for such a claim. Rashi says, the shekinegdo yishava, to flip the oath on the counterparty, vital, in order to be able to take, davinami takanta, that also is a decree. Dimenatera, misha l'shalim hu yishava. Biblically, the three shua teresa, like shema, shua sashomen, murimitzas, and edechot, all the shua teresa, the one who is subject to payment, he has to swear. And the oath will prevent him from needing to pay. By taking this oath, he will exempt himself from needing to pay. There is no such thing, biblically, of taking an oath and collecting. Those cases where you do find such a thing, of Nishba Venota, where he takes the oath and he collects based on that oath, that is all rabbinic. For biblical oaths, the rabbis made this decree. But in order to buttress Shvuas Heses, which itself is a Rabbanon, that they didn't do. Back in the Gemara. The typical lay, the Havilei Roe, why don't we say that since he is a shepherd. Vamra Rav Yehuda Stamra apostle, that in accordance with Rav Yehuda, a regular shepherd is considered apostle. He's ineligible. He's considered a marginalized character. Actually, typically the Havli Roa, Ada Abaye Ka Matan. We're asking a question against Abaye. The Kashale, the Hog Gazlanhu. Typically, the Balav Hach Gazelo, Apostle Shua. Now, by his question that he's a goblin, we have a more fundamental question. He is a shepherd, and a shepherd is a shady character. So, even without this testimony of his theft, just as a shepherd, we should suspect him and not be willing to give him an oath. Lokasha. Hodi de, hodi alma. Gemara says no. That's not a problem. This is for his and this is for the world, meaning not every shepherd is marginalized. It depends on what type of shepherd he is. If he's shepherding for himself, so then he's suspect of pasturing his animals in property that is not his, that is not ownerless either, and he's suspect. But if he's just shepherding for other people, so then we will not say he's automatically marginalized. And if you don't say that, if you don't say that, how do we give over our animals to shepherds? Let's see. The Torah says, before the blind, not placed a stumbling block. So how can we give our animals over to somebody who is expected to be engaging in robbery? Rather, the presumption is a man will not sin unless he is standing to gain from that sin. He's not going to sin for somebody else. So if it's his own animals that he's pasturing, he may take them to another person's property. But if he's not pasturing his own animals, they're somebody else's animals. So he's going to go and take them to a place to pasture that is ownerless. He's not going to go and steal for other people. Continuing Rashi, Amar Yehuda Stan Roe, Afilu Lo Hurlov Shigaza, even without testimony that he stole, the shepherd should be suspect, Pasul Edus, Stan Gazanah. The default presumption of a shepherd is that he is a robber, Shemare Demosov Besad Shachir, that he pastures his animals in other people's fields. Dide, ro behemus shelo pasul. We differentiate. We say, what type of shepherd is he? If he's pasturing his own animal, then he is marginalized, ineligible to testify, is presumed to be a thief. Vishvil hanoso, rosum besazacheres. For his own gain, he's pasturing his animals in the fields belonging to other people. Avor behemus ir, beschar, but if he's just a shepherd at large, pasturing other people's animals in the city for a wage, for the benefit of other people, he's not going to sin to pasture them until he takes them out to pasture land that is ownerless. So that's how they're allowed to give over these animals, and that's why the shepherd is not presumed to be a robber by default. We're talking about a shepherd for hire, for other people, not his own animal. And this guy was a rogue. We have witnesses that he stole. After the two dots. Zeh yushala she'ein lo bab pachas mechetzer. In the Mishnah, we spoke about the beginning of the parak briefly. Shnayim ovzim betalis. Two people holding on to a talis. Zeh ome animet tesiyah. Zeh ome animet tesiyah. Each one claims that they found it. Zama kushli. Each one claims that it's entirely his. Zei yishava she'ein lo ba pachas mechetzia. Vezei yishava she'ein lo ba pachas mechetzia. Yechok. Each one takes an oath that he does not own less than half, and then they divide it. So back to our Gemara. Al de'isle mishtav, al de'isle mishtav. What is the oath upon? On the part that he has or on the part that he does not have? Let's see, Rashi. Adisle mishtabo, adalefle mishtabo. Abogi shava, velito, chatsia, the one who's coming to take an oath and to take half of this talis, sarchle shava, sheshlova, chatsia, doesn't need to swear that he has half, or he shava sheimloba, pachas mechatsia, or does need to swear that he does not have less than half. Shema, emloba klum. Maybe he doesn't have anything. And when he takes the oath, as it is presented in the Mishnah, that he does not have less than half, well, if he doesn't have anything, then that's technically true. He has zero. That's included when he takes his oath, he doesn't have less than half. Shere im aklum. Vinishlama im haya lo bashlish avi. If he really actually had a third or a quarter, if he actually owns a quarter or a third, and he swears he doesn't have less than half, So then it's actually lying. Shavei yesh lo ba shlish, because he actually has a third, shupachim b'chesed, which is less than half. Ein lo ba chesed. He does not have half. Alakusha ein lo ba klum, but if he actually owns nothing, nishbuhu b'emes, then it's technically a correct oath. Amar v'huna, the amar shvur sheyesh li ba, to get into the nitty gritty of the oath, he swears that he has ownership within this talis, ve'en liba pachas mechetzi, and he does not have less than half. Rashi, shvur sheyesh liba, he takes an oath that he has ownership within this talis, ve'im ta'amru shema shvish aviyah, and if you'll say, maybe it's a third or a quarter, shvur she'en li chelik ba pachas mechetzi, the oath is that he does not have a portion in it that is less than half. So that way, there's no loophole. If he owns nothing, that's not technically accurate. He has a shvur sheyesh libo, that he has, v'en libo pachas mechatzi, and he does not have less than half. V'neimor shvur shekula sheli. Why doesn't he take an oath that it's entirely his? U'mi yakin le, kula, will we give it entirely to him? We're not going to give it to him. Rashi says, "Mi avinu kula, arei chaver tovisba." His friend is holding on to the other half of the talent. Nim yashvihu al kula, and if we administer an oath to him on the entire talent, arei laz lezim. This is scandalous in the court. Ne'achar shekula shelo, de'mami achuka. He took the oath that it's entirely his, and they say, "Give him only half." They say, "Divide it." So it's inappropriate to make him take an oath that will not be honored. The name of Shvua Shechatzi Shali in the Gemara, let us say that we administer an oath that he says it's half mine, Marla Diburi. So that we don't say because that is against his claim. Tashi Marla Diburi, Dama Bireisha Kula Shali. His claim was it's entirely mine. And here in his oath, he's saying explicitly, half is mine. So that's also not appropriate. Hashto nami mar ledibor. The Gemara says, okay, if you're worried about the appearances, well, his initial claim was still the same, that it's entirely his. And now, with the phraseology, sheyesh li ba ve'en li ba pachas mechetzia, I have within it, and I don't have less than half. That also seems to be against his claim. Da'amar kula shali, because he says it's all his. L'divreichem, shvur sheyesh liba. So it's another modification that he says, according to your words, my oath is that I have within it. Ve'en liba pachas mechetzia. And I don't own any less than half. Rashi says, da'amar kula shali, tiruzo. It's smoothing over that it's not marle l'divure, it's not a rejection of his claim. He's saying, I say it's all mine, l'divreichem, and according to your words, she'en atem maminim, you don't trust me, b'kula, concerning the entire amount. Shvur sheyesh li ba ve'en li ba pachas mechetzia. My oath is that I own part of this talis, within this talis, and not less than half. So that way, it's not going against his claim. His oath is not against his claim. He's saying, with the Brechen, according to you, don't believe me, this is my oath. V'chi me'achar sheze tofos v'omid, v'ze tofos v'omid. And since each one is grabbing onto the talis and standing, shvur zulama, why do we need an oath altogether? Each one is mochzik, each one is holding on to in possession of half of the talis. Why is there a need for an oath, for two oaths altogether? Rabbi Yochanan says, in fact, this is a rabbinic enactment, to prevent each and every individual, a lot of people, from going, grabbing onto his friend's talis, and saying, it's mine. Very interesting concern. The name Amigul Chashid Amonu Chashid Nami Ashwasa. Why don't we say that is the rationale for this enactment? Why don't we say, since we suspect him for stealing, What does it help to administer an oath? Why don't we suspect him also for lying under oath? A false oath. We don't say that. That is not a concept of halacha. Although he is suspect of stealing, we're worried he's going to grab his friend's talis, and now when you put him to take an oath, he's going to back off. We're not worried he's going to also take the next step, avera gerer avera. He already went to steal. Let him take a false oath. We're not worried about that. He's going to be suspected of stealing, but not suspected of giving a false oath. Dilo te mahachi, because if you don't say that, hai damar achmana modem mitzvah satayna yishava, that which the Torah said, that someone who admits to part of the claim against him is required to take an oath, name a migdal hashemana chasha shvasa. Why don't we say, if it would be a true concept, that it's not true? We should not administer an oath, since he's suspect when he admits to part of the claim that really he owes more and is just holding out. He's suspected of stealing, essentially. Why don't we say, don't administer the oath. He's suspect of stealing. He should also be suspect of willing to take a false oath. So we don't say that. Hasam ishtamute kam ishtamut. Over there, he's not trying to steal outright. He's just trying to buy himself some time. Kid Rabbah, as was taught by Rabbah, Teda, the Amr of Idi Bar Avin, you should know, like that which Rav Idi Bar Avin said, Amr of Chisda, in the name of Chisda, a kofer b'milveh, kashal edus, if somebody denies a loan, he is still eligible to testify. The pikadon pasul edus, but if he denies a charge that he is responsible for, then he is invalid to testify. That renders him marginalized. Elaha detani Rambam b'chamo. Rather, that which was taught by Rambam b'chamo. Abba shomrin tzrichin kfira b'mikzos v'hoda b'mikzos. The four watchmen require for their oath partial denial and partial admission. Shemachina b'shoal nasasach v'socher. The unpaid watchman, the borrower, the paid watchman and renter. Why don't we say that since he is suspect on part of the charge on stealing, he should also be suspect on the oath? We don't say that. They do swear. We say in such a case, he also is just trying to buy himself time. He's not trying to really steal. He thinks, I'm going to catch the ganav, and I'll grab it back, I'll be able to recover the charge. Inami, mishkachno lo ba'agon, umesinale. Or he's thinking, I'm going to find the animal that I was watching in the swamp, go on a search party, and I'll bring it back to its rightful owner. Ihachi yakov v'kodol, amai pasul edus. If this is the case, that we have excuses for him, so then why don't we say that he's kashalatus? Why do we say somebody who denies his charge is ineligible to testify? It's possible. Why don't we say excuses? He's planning on recovering it and returning it. Until I search and find it. Where do we say that the one who denies his charge is actually rendered invalid to testify, becomes possible. Kegon da'asa sa'adi. That is in a limited case where witnesses came and testified. Sidobe, they testified concerning him. Da'hi shaita isa the pikadon bebeisei. That at that very moment, the charge is in his house. V'ohavi yada, and he knows about it. There's no room for ishtamuta kamishtamit. He's not just trying to buy himself some time to recover the object and return it to its owner. It's in his house, and he knows about it. So he's obviously trying to steal. Inami, to have a knock at Leib Yadu, or he's holding in his hand. He obviously knows about it. In such cases, that's where we say that the kofer b'pikadon is pasul le'edus, that he denies his charge. There is no excuse, not that the excuse is legitimate, but an excuse that would render him just coming up with excuses but not trying to steal. Here, that's not a possibility in this case, these cases, where the witnesses testify, he knows where it is, it's in his house, He's obviously trying to steal, and therefore he's possible eidos. Let's see Rashi. Name amigdu chasher mona chashit hamashvuasa. And Rabbi Yochanan Parich, this is a question on Rabbi Yochanan. To Omar, chashdu rabbanan, shema yedach, the tokiv tali sushal averu. That Rabbi Yochanan asserted a general rule, this whole takana of our Mishnah, of both parties swearing that, although they claim the entire talis is theirs, the Chachamim are not accepting that, the Bezim is not accepting that, they say, I have within the talis, and not less than half, each one swears to that effect, and then it's divided. Why is there an oath? Rabbi Yochanan says, to prevent each person from going to grab his friend's talis and say it's his. If that is what we are suspecting the person of doing, why don't we suspect him also on the oath? Yochanan rejects that. He says, we don't say such a thing. People have their own standards. Just because he's willing to steal doesn't mean he's willing to take a shvua sheker. He's not going to take a false oath. People consider the severity of an oath as greater than the severity of stealing. So therefore, he's willing to do one, but even he has some moral fiber. He's not willing to take a false oath. He's trying to buy himself some time. And he's not actually suspect of trying to steal, but just trying to buy some time until he can get the animal back. Like Rabbi said, know that we are not suspecting him of being a thief, but rather we suspect him of rationalizing, trying to buy himself some time, and therefore the oath will ferret out the truth. He denied alone. Witnesses came and proved that he was denying what was a true claim against him. They testified, this guy owes. Nonetheless, he is eligible to testify. He's not marginalized, even though he's proven to be a liar. We say he's not actually intending to steal. The name of Atashes Yotcha Chamas, Aid Chamas, Ella Shemut Yavin. He's not actually considered a wicked witness, even though obviously what he did was not acceptable, but his intention was not to steal. That is what we suggest. And therefore, he does not become Pasul Eidos. If he called him Pasul Eidos, but if he's denying the charge that was given to him, not a loan that he can spend trying to buy some time, but a charge, then he is invalid for testimony. What is he trying to do over here? What is his rationalization? He's not allowed to spend the charge. He can't use it for anything. And it's here. And if it was lost, so he should claim that it was lost and exonerate himself, be exempt. And say that since he is suspect concerning money, the one who said, nothing ever transpired between us, he's denying that he accepted the charge, and as a shomer, and we cannot posit that he is just trying to buy himself extra time. He is also suspect on his oath. It goes well concerning the oath administered to the guardian. Who the katan nansa chay brachmana shmua. In a case where he claims there was an ones, something transpired, the animal was struck by lightning, he is liable. Shmua ikal me the chay brachmana shmua. The Torah prescribes an oath. Iklamema delo chash ramona. We could suggest that he is not suspect of stealing. Hashema pasha b'shmirasa. Maybe what really happened was he was negligent in what he was supposed to do. And therefore, since he was negligent, he didn't have the animal kept in the barn, So then the onus happened. That's driven by lightning. So he's liable because he didn't guard it properly. And he's trying to buy himself time. He doesn't want to be liable up front right now. He needs to get his affairs in order. So he wants to deny it in order to give himself time to get his money in order to be able to pay. But when he denies it altogether, he certainly is lying. And how could we administer an oath? Over there also, even by the pikadon, by the charge, we say he is trying to buy himself time. He got lost from him. He says, I'll find the ganav. I'm going to go and chase after him. I'll find him. I'll get it back to the rightful owner. If so, by the case of the charge, then we also say excuses for him. So what's the case? We said he's postulated. At that moment, witnesses say it was by him. We don't have a different text that he swears. He does not swear. We're saying that he's chashan. That time when witnesses say that the guardian has it in his house and he knows about it, so there's no rationale to explain other than that he's trying to steal. Then he's postulated. Continuing the Gemara. Lahadam Rav Huna. Mashbi'in oso shvua she'ena b'rishuso. Rather, that which Rav Huna said, we administer an oath to him that it is not in his domain. Name amigdal chasha mono chasha shvuasa. Why don't we say, since he is suspect concerning the money, he is suspect also for the oath that he will lie under oath. Hasam nami mer. Over there also, he has an excuse. He's going to give money. So even though he's trying to steal, he's not trying to get it back to the owner. But he's rationalizing his mind, I'll pay him for it. I really like this cow, and I don't want to give it back to him, but I'll pay him for it. Very nice that you're switching his technical prohibition. So he's not trying to steal in a straight losigzal sense, but he's over in losachmut. It's a different prohibition. He's being jealous of what his friend has, and he wants to keep it for himself, even if he wants to pay. People don't understand the prohibition of losachmut. People think that means to take it without paying. And this guy, this grace tzaddik in his own mind, he thinks, I'm going to take it. Yes, I'm very jealous of my friend. I want to take it, but I'm going to pay. So he thinks he's a big tzaddik. So therefore, because he thinks he's not in violation, so he has a false rationalization, but that does give him a leg to stand on, that there's some shred of legitimacy, at least in his own mind. Really, he's over in this biblical prohibition, even if he intends to pay. Rashi. Rav Huna, come on. Not forgot it. Shilin v'lo rotzli shavan. Rav Huna, imbo la shalom hashbino so shvua she'ena b'shuso, chashin Hashem ena av nosim ba. Rav Huna says we administer an oath that it's not in his domain because we suspect maybe he's put his eyes upon it and he wants to keep it. Ha'asam lo chashem v'lono. He's not suspect of stealing because he has an excuse that he's concocted for himself saying, I'll pay the guy. Nonetheless, he's in violation of the prohibition of not being jealous. What does it matter whether he's suspect for this prohibition or that prohibition of not being jealous and stealing? And taking, or not being jealous and stealing. They're both prohibitions. Why don't we say, since he is suspect on a prohibition, let him also be suspect and don't administer an oath to him. Top of Ovmarala. And what are you going to say about the general rule of Nachman says, this rabbinic enactment we saw of Shavuos Hesed, when a claim is made, the counterparty says, nothing doing, Lahadam, there's still a Shavuos Hesed, based on the presumption that a person will not present a claim with zero merit whatsoever. Why don't we say every time, since he's suspect of stealing, he should be suspect on his oath. Rashi, so one who does not admit even partially to the claim. Shu assesses. Name amigo meis panav likrakol. Why don't we say, since he brazenly denies everything, la vishtamute boy, he's not just trying to buy himself time, and he should be suspect for a false oath, and therefore don't administer it. You see from the whole institution of Shu assesses that like Rabbi Yochanan said, we don't say Chasher Amono, Chasher Shavuos. He's not suspect for both. They're different madrigos. He's willing to steal. He's not willing to take a false oath. This too went further. Ha detan Rabbi Chia, that which was taught by Rabbi Chia, Shnei Nishmoin, vin no from the Baal Bais. Both of them, Rashi says, Gabi Chemini Apinkaso, that a poel and a shopkeeper, so a laborer and a shopkeeper, both lay claim to the Baal Bais. So they take an oath and they each collect their due from the Baal Bais. Name amigdal chashamon or chashashvosam. Why don't we say, since there's suspicion, somebody's lying here, that we shouldn't accept the oath. Visu and further, ha damar of Sheshes, that which Rav Sheshes said, shala shvus mashbin also. Three oaths are administered. Shvus shalop eshatibo. One oath that I was not negligent. Shvus shalop eshatibo. Second shvua, a second oath that I did not send my hand against it to take possession of it for myself. Shvua she'ena b'shuzi, and a third oath that is not in my domain. Name amigdal chashamono chashashvosam. Why don't we say, if we are suspecting him of being shaleach yad, of stealing it, then we should suspect him of his oath. Ela lo amigdal chashamono chashashvosam. Rather, we do not say that since he is suspect, maybe he's stealing. Therefore, don't administer an oath. Do not trust his oath. We say that there are different levels. He might be willing to steal, but he's not willing to take a false oath. Ashin. For Isha Machinam, who claims that the object that he is the unpaid watchman for was stolen. Shelo shlachti biyad, he has to swear that he did not send his hand against it to steal it. Lasos Malachi, to use it for his own purposes. Yishal b'yad havi gazlan alit. Because if he did actually take it to use for his own purposes, then this unpaid watchman becomes a robber. And now becomes liable no matter what happens. Feel and sabir shuse. Yikaimo. Vididehu. He'll be liable even though normally an unpaid watchman is exempt if it's stolen. But if he's the one who stole it first, then he's liable for whatever happens next. Nema gavish fuah she'ena b'shuse. Say concerning the oath that it's not in my domain, which is the third oath we require of this shomer. Nigdal chashamono, since he's suspect of stealing it, shema b'shuse. Maybe it really isn't his domain. Bekoverba, and he's denying it. Chashanam shvosa. Let him be also suspect to be willing to take a false oath. Back in the Gemara. By Omar, Hashinon, Shema, Mulishana Jesholo. We're concerned maybe there's an old loan that he has to defend himself. Rashi. By Omar, Taman Masnissin, Lav Rabbi Yochanan. Not like Rabbi Yochanan said. Shalei Kol Echad Tokit Tarisa Bishchadero. Do you have a Choshed Lon? Bai says, if we would suspect him of stealing, we should suspect him on his oath. Rather, the concern is, maybe there's an old loan, that he has an old outstanding loan, alzeh, on this other person, and he knows the other guy forgot it. And he's going to deny it. That's why he went and grabbed the talent. ויש בה שיש לו בה. מחסיה, ותל הזו שלו. He says, I have rights to this. He knows in his mind that the guy who owns the talis owes him money, an old loan that the guy forgot. He's going to deny it. So he grabs the talis and says, I have rights to this, to half of it, or to all of it. He's willing to swear on the half, on the half that he's grabbing. Because to satisfy the loan, even the cloak on his shoulders must be paid to satisfy the loan. So he feels justified. He's not just grabbing some random guy's talis or glima. He's coming to collect his debt, an old debt that the guy is going to deny. He doesn't remember. If that's the case, why don't we say he should take it without an oath? Ella chayshinon shema safek mevli yishon yeshlo. Rather, Rabbi says, we're concerned maybe there's an old loan that is outstanding. We don't say grab the money because of a doubt. Nishtab. Nami misafek. That he's willing to grab it. Say he's willing to take an oath also because he's not sure. No. He's willing to grab it even though he's not sure. He remembers an old loan. He doesn't think he was paid back. He's not 100% sure. He's willing to grab the talis, but he's not willing to take an oath. Since there is some niggling doubt in his mind, maybe it was paid up. So the oath will set him back. Amar Rav Sheshes b'rei Rav Idi. Rav Sheshes said, the son of Rav Idi, Parshi inshi misafik shvoa, v'lo parshi misafik mona. Sustaining this idea that a person will separate from an oath that they're not 100% sure about, but they won't separate themselves from money that they're not 100% sure about. They're willing to take the money in a case of debt. My time, well, what's the reasoning? Mamun is a brazar. If proof comes that, in fact, the loan was paid up, and didn't remember exactly, and, hey, I found, I have a receipt, he'll give it back. He could give the money back. Shvua, that's a brazar. Once he takes that oath, he can't undo it. So he needs to be very certain if he's willing to take the oath. There's no undo. Back in Rashi, Ihachi amai ramale shvua, kedi I lo havale lavitav hisbal. Why do we place upon him an oath? Since if he didn't have, he wouldn't grab. Nishkwe lo shvua, why don't we say he should take it without an oath? Ligvos melashlo, as collection for the outstanding debt. The parashi misafik mamona. Person is not going to separate themselves from a case of money that is not 100% clear. Avo mivada de mona parashi. If he knows the money's not his, certainly he doesn't want to steal. He's going to give it back. Manda la parish choshi namish vosa. And according to this idea, a person who is truly suspect of outright theft, he would also be suspect of an oath, of taking an oath falsely. Continuing in the Gemara, after the two dots, boy Rabbi Zera, talk for echad b'paneinu, ma'al. Zera asks the question, what if one person grabbed in front of us? What's the halacha? Hey chidam, what's the case? Either shasik, if the person who was grabbed from is silent, do you odile? That seems to be an admission. The katsavach, and if he screams, ma'avad doesn't have it. What do you want him to do? Rashi, talk for echad, one grab. Hotzi miyad chadero, he grabbed it from his friend's hand, b'chazok, with force. V'rei kula b'yado, koden shenishbo. And now it's entirely in his hands before he came to swear. Look, tricha, b'shasig mikar v'hado tzar. The case is where he originally was silent and then he started screaming. My, what's the halacha? Mid ishtik. Do we say his initial silence is construed as an admission that it wasn't really his? Now, perhaps we say, now that he's screaming, this is a revelation. That which he was silent originally, he didn't think he had to scream. He says, this was done in court. The rabbi saw what happened. I don't need to scream. And then, when he sees that they're not doing anything, he starts screaming, hey, that's mine. Amar of Nachman, Tashma, Rav Nachman comes to resolve this. Medvar Murin, Sheshneim Adukim Ba. What is the context of our Mishnah when both of them are grabbing onto the talus? Aval, Haiz Talus Yotzas Tachas Yorashal Echad Mehem. But if the talus is going out from the hands of one of them, then the principle is the one who wants to take from his friend must bring a proof. Hey, Chidami, what's the case? Inemo, Kiditami, Pshita. If it's just as taught, that's very straightforward. Ella, rather, there's a more sophisticated case. Shetok v'achab v'nenu, where one of them grabbed from the other in front of the court. Lo, not necessarily. Hachab ma'iskin, what are we talking about over here? He go into also the kamon. Kidit fiso, lo, tarvayo. That came before us when they were holding both of them. Ramina luhu, zilu, plugu. We say to them, go and divide it. Vinafku, and they go out. Bahadur also. And then they came back. He taught us lachabina, and only one is holding the talus. Hi, Amra, duyodili. The one holding the talus says, he admitted it to me. That's why he gave it to me. Hi, Amar, but me, agatinele. And the other guy who's not holding the talus anymore says, with money, I rented it out to him. Damrinole, that we say to him, adashto, chashadatle, begazma. The guy is not holding the talus and says he rented it out. We say to him, until now, you said the guy was a thief. Hashto, magatale, belosadi. And now, you rented it out to him without witnesses. Very suspicious. Anybody say, well, alternatively, kitani, as was taught, to also come on, kitofisla chabinayim, comes before us when one of them is grabbing onto it. The other counterparty is not grabbing on in a strong way, just at the edges. And even according to Sumchas, Sumchas says if there's money that's in doubt, the halacha is to divide it, beloshva, without an oath, Moda Sumchas. Sumchas will agree in this case. The fact that he's holding on to the edges, that's nothing. And even some of us will agree not to divide it without a shvuah. See Rashi. Yos b'dachas yodah shel echa mehem. Esuf ne bezdin. Mitachas yad ha'echod. Shehu levado achas ba. V'lo chaveiro. That goes before bezdin. That one of them is holding it and not the other. Haraya. Motzer mechavel av haraya. He must bring witnesses. He wants to extract money that is being held in possession of his friend, he must bring proof. As was taught, this one himself alone is holding it and comes. The case was, as we suggested, that first he was silent and it was grabbed from him in the court, and then he started screaming. And according to Sumchos, Dimeka v'chalukah, he is lenient, that he's willing to divide it without a shvuah. V'lo matzrach afilu shvuah. Yitzrach lashminon, it's nonetheless necessary to teach us, b'kai gavna, in such a case, where one is only holding onto the edge, and the other is holding onto the talus, modi Sumchos, there Sumchos will agree, afilu shvuah lo shaki, that even with an oath, the one claiming that it's his and is just grabbing onto the edge, will not succeed in his claim. He won't be able to take it, even with an oath. Because the present state is not considered money that is in doubt. We don't have two people grabbing onto it. We have one person in possession. The other person is grabbing on the edge. That does not render the case momentable to the Sufik, and therefore even a Shvuah will not be effective. It must be Hamotzi Mechaveh Alavarai, even according to Sumchus in such a case. The grabbing onto the edge is nothing. The Ein Shoshar L'Panecha, we do not have a slaughtered ox before you. The Lo Dami Lenimsa over Bitsida is not similar to a case where the fetus is next to it. Cases of Dra de Mamona, where we have a case of Momona Multiple Suffolk, where the money is actually in doubt right away without any claims. Continuing in the Gemara, In Timsa Loma, Talk Fecha Befeinu, it will say that one grabbed before us, Motzinos miyado. That we will take it from his hand. Hikdesha eino mikdeshes. Then the consecration of it is ineffective. Rashi says, imtum tzolomar, v'shalaseinu, concerning our question, lishbot, to resolve, lifshot, demotzin osam yado, v'achloko, that we'll take it from his hands and divide it, k'disha b'lo tokva, what if, without grabbing it, he just said, this is hektish, consecrates it, eino mikudeshes, it is not effective, t'lo ole mikdesha n'tokva, his trying to be makdish is not stronger than grabbing it. Imtum tzolomar tokfa echad b'feinu, ein motzis miyado, teisha v'lo tokfa ma'u. Kivon de'omar ma'ar, amiras l'gavoa, kimersiros l'hedyet, domi k'ma de tokfa domi. Do we say that when he didn't grab it, and instead he said, I'm makdish it, rendering this consecrated, do we say that the declaration of giving it over to be consecrated is like handing it over to another person, and therefore it's like grabbing it? Or do we say, no, there was no grabbing here? And the verse says, and a man, when he consecrates his house, it is consecrated. And just as his house is in his domain, so too anything that he consecrates must be in his domain. Lafukai, to the exclusion of this case, where he consecrates when it's not in his possession. It's not in his possession, so his consecration is meaningless.